This supernatural event taking place, we now magnify. Behold, the twinkling of an eye is the same time. Glorified flesh and bones, your wife now shown, is the sweetest thing I've ever known. And I belong to you as your very own, and I love what you do for me, Lord. And I love, oh, I love what you do for me, Lord. You tell me I'm the one you adore, and my joy is even more as my heart soars. And I love what you do for me, Lord. I sing praises to you, my Savior, Lord, Husband, and King. You wore a crown of thorns so I could wear this crown of a queen. In fine linen, clean and white, I'm adorned. Glorified flesh and bones, I've been transformed to be with you forevermore. And I love what you do for me, Lord. And I love what you do for me, Lord. Yes, I do. You tell me I'm the one you adore, and my joy is even more as my heart soars. And I love what you do for me, Lord. And I love, oh, I love what you do for me, Lord. Oh, you tell me I'm the one you adore, and my joy is even more as my heart soars. And I love what you do for me, Lord. And I love what you do for me, Lord. Oh, I love what you do for me, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. All right. Thank you, Barbara Jean. Amen. That's very good. Praise the Lord. Amen. We just thank God for all these good things that he's doing. Amen. And he's able to do a lot more and wants to many times. The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything we could ask or even think. Amen. We just appreciate the Lord for all these great things. Praise the Lord. It's so good to be here again today and just to talk about the Lord and preach about him and praise him. And that's a good thing to do. And it's something that we do automatically. Praise the Lord. In the coming up of the Paul's writings, he had to tell many of these things, tell us about how to please the Lord and all. And that's very good even for our time. Amen. So we have that desire to please the Lord, to just walk with him, talk with him, And it's so good to be that. Amen. So this morning, I thought I'd take a little thought here. Just reading here in the book of Romans. I like to read Romans 9 through 12, 14, on through 14. Well, the rest of the chapter. That's real good reading there. So I was reading here this morning. It's kind of came out at me a little bit on a particular thing. And it was, faith cometh by hearing. Amen. And that hearing is gone into a different thing now that it's we hear the Spirit of God speak and so on. But still and yet, it's just by hearing the Word, talk about the Word. Amen. And that's a good thing to talk about, and a good thing to when we hear the Word and talk the Word, then we become more that we were to be before the foundation of the world. Amen. And we've come to the time, the ending of the journey of it, and it's time, it's getting time for that full translation and the rapture. But one thing I learned in reading the Word of God in the recent years, probably the last 4 or 5 years, I suppose, about the Christ coming in the spiritual form and bringing with Him the saints, amen, the spirits that has gone before, that we find in the book of 2 Corinthians, I believe that's the 5th chapter, amen, where it says we about if this earthly house or this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God eternal in the heaven. And they were at a certain place, and but the Bible says God sent them. Amen. Sent them to earth. Amen. And so it's the great coming down of these saints. Amen. That came to take on glorified flesh and bone. That's the message for this time period, see. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And that would be here in the book of Romans, the 10th chapter. And we could start reading about, we could start reading anywhere in the whole 10th chapter. But it says here, starting verse 15, let's start that verse, let's get down to, we'll start with verse 13, I believe. We get any of this, but I'm just, don't want to just read the Bible this morning. I want to talk on other things, because we got a renewing of these things. We've wrote books and so on that brings it on up to rapturing time, that brings it on up to the time where the saints have been brought down, and this couldn't be until then. That is the writing of the books and so on. Amen. And it's now we've come out of much of the New Testament, like the New Testament saints came out of the Old Testament, see. Amen. It goes into another, folds over into another thing. And there's the reading of these, reading of the books and so on. Amen. And I forgot to say, well, that's good. Father said, that's good. That's my wife, Father Jean. Amen. So those things are just good. And it puts us in a new surrounding, amen. And it's not like in the Hebrews 12 that it brings in about we've come to that place and so on where those saints were at, but they've come to where we're at. Amen. We're here and they've come, and here we're together, and that's why this message is a rapturing message. It's together we'll be changed and so on, as the Word says. And that togetherness is those that have gone on, that he brought back at the proper time, and he couldn't bring back till this day and this hour until this message. Amen, because there had to be a message to go forth. Amen, to change natural human flesh into glorified flesh and to put glorified flesh on those that came. Hallelujah. And that would include Paul and all the saints too that was to be part of the Y. Now, there's many saints that's not ordained to be part of the Y, and they have their place, and they'll have those that have gone on will have glorified bodies in their time period, and ever how that'll work, and God will reveal that as we go along. But we know the wife of the Lamb together will be caught up into the things of God. Amen. And those spirits will definitely take on glorified flesh and bone, and it's for the wife. It'll be his flesh and his bone. We come bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. And that doesn't deduct at all from those that weren't ordained from the beginning as part of the wife of the Lamb. Amen. And as we read Paul's writing here, we see how he talks about the church and the saints, and he separated very clearly the Jew and Gentile. This message, he said, would be neither Jew nor Gentile, and that was a big changeover in the time that Paul lived, in the time that Paul preached. Amen. It was such a change. The 12 apostles that went forth with the message, with the word, the Bible says in the book of Acts that they went everywhere preaching the gospel to none but the Jews. But here came a man, and I guess they kind of count him as what religious people would say, probably a renegade, because he didn't stay with what Peter and all them were saying is about circumcision and all. When he went up to Jerusalem, Acts 21, we find there that they saw Paul, and they came out. That was uprising in the temple, and they said, "Here's this man that said that teach the Jews that you don't have to, that they don't have to circumcise their children, that they don't have to keep the law." And they went about and would have killed him, the Bible said. Amen. But here came the soldiers in and rescued him. And he had been going to the Gentile world. But in doing so, he preached much to the Jews, because they came to his meeting, and they also accepted it, except what Paul was saying. And they said, he's telling the Jews everywhere they don't have to circumcise their children and keep the law and all. But Paul said, there's neither Jew nor Gentile. When they come into this, there's neither Jew nor Gentile. So that eliminated the fact that it was necessary to keep the law. Amen. In that sense, because the Gentiles never did. And when the Jews heard what Paul said, they began to follow along after that, those that were to be the wife of the Lamb. Amen. So it's neither Jew nor Gentile, white, black, or yellow, or whatever color. Amen. The gospel is what knits us together and put together. It says the heart's knitted together in love. See? Amen. So that's where we're at today. Amen. Right at the closing out of these great things. And I'm talking the closing out here. I'm not talking about their closing out. That's already took place. But I'm talking about the closing out here, getting us ready for that rapture. And there's some mysteries on that that's to be revealed. And as far as a rapture concerned, that word rapture is not in the Bible, but catching away is. Amen. But remember, they had a larger portion of them had to come down and be reunited with here on earth with us. That's the spirits I'm talking about when Jesus brought the spirits in. Amen. And here it is. And they that put glorified flesh and bone on them. And that's a miracle. Just as it's a miracle for these bodies. Amen. They look the same. They and we sometimes can't tell much different by looking at the flesh. Amen. But there's a spirit we look at. There's a revelation we look at. Amen. And when we're ordained to be the wife of the Lamb, glory to God, we hear the word, and faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. But when you hear the word, many times you hear it's in the spirit. God speaks to all. Amen. Although God has ministers, just like Paul, and Paul, he talked and he spoke with authority and so on like that. And he was speaking to a virgin, but as we come more into the wife stage, and that is the marriage taking place, glory to God, amen, then we all can get revelation, and it's not just for the preacher or the pastor or so on like that. Glory to God. So we're here today. Amen. We're just rejoicing in the Lord as we are waiting. Amen. And doing God's will. And time is just rolling on just as God ordained. And it won't be 1 minute late. And it won't be 1 minute early. That's why he knew exactly when to send those spirits down. Glory to God. That was at the spiritual coming of Christ. Amen. In Revelation chapter 10, you'll see that's what God has ordained. Amen. And then we see the Jesus, the man Christ Jesus, in the first three chapters of the book of Revelation. And we see him there, the man Christ Jesus, which was more representative of the masculine part. Amen, that was being predominant in that time. But then here comes something in Revelation chapter 10, which happened in our age, in our time, that changed. Amen, that put a whole new scope on it, we'd say. It just enlarged, and now we know that it's the masculine, feminine part of Christ. Amen, and there's a king now, and there's a queen. Hallelujah. And it's all coming together. Amen. It'll come together at once. And there'll be the king, glory to God, and he'll rule from Jerusalem. Amen. But he'll have a queen right there. Hallelujah. And then as we go into starting the millennium there, and then throughout the millennium into the eternal time, where there'll be no ages or anything of that what nature. Amen. The wife will still be there. There'll still be the Lamb. Amen. And his wife, which means there's the king and there's the queen. Amen. And we're part of the queen. Amen. Members, it says. Glory to God. And so as a group of people, it'll be a special group that will be there in and around Jerusalem. Glory to God, and the great king. There'll never been nothing like it, but I tell you, it's wonderful. Just to think that we're part of it, we're growing into it. Amen, more and more. Every day, we know more that that's what we are. Amen, and we react to it. See, we react to the fact that we're, amen, we're the wife of the Lamb, see. And that means that we have to do as they did when the Old Testament came out, and then the New Testament word there, as we come into other things, that Paul gave them many instructions. And we studied that, we find that that was for the wife of the Lamb when she was still a virgin. Amen. And it took that to bring her to the wife stage, we'll say it more correctly. Took all that instruction he had to bring us down. And we're now at the wife stage, and we don't have to be told, if you'll read that, about what you can eat and what you can drink and all. And if you don't eat, he said, don't condemn those that do, and them that do eat, don't condemn them that don't, and so on like that, certain things, and so on like that. Glory to God. But let every man be persuading his own mind. Amen. Those were the things he gave to the virgin. But now those same ones has come back to earth. Glory to God, to be completely married to the Lord Jesus Christ with us that's living. We'll all be in the wedding together, say. Amen. Because he says together, that would be in scripture that we've read much lately, like in Thessalonians rather, the first Thessalonians, the fourth chapter. Amen. It brings in there, and you start reading down verse on down 16-17, and how they were caught up together and so on. Then there's Corinthians chapter 15. Amen. And verse 51, it goes through that. But we see these things. There's a great coming together. There's a great spiritual happening. And this great spiritual happening, amen, is supercharging us. Glory to God as we go forth to preach the word of God. Amen. And the Bible says the whole world has not they heard? Yes, the whole world has heard. Amen. But not all believes, it says. Amen. And this gospel, as it goes around, it's so amazing how that God has worked it. And he worked it at the time when it was his time to send forth an ordained message for the ordained wife. Amen. That no longer the virgin. That's why he came to this earth. Amen. But when he came to this earth, he came in the spirit. Glory to God. And brought those spirits with him. And the Lord Jesus Christ himself, as the person, the glorified person, didn't come then. Amen. The marriage. But the Christ. Amen. The masculine feminine part was here represented in marriage. Glory to God. And so the marriage took place. And all of us will go up together with him, see. Amen. So those are the things that taking place. And there's been a change. And it has to, the church world, we don't expect them to understand many of these things. Because it's not for them. Amen. Something that's not for you, then why should you study on it so much? We got a mechanic, you know, that builds motors. I used to do that. That's one of the things I know how to do. And build motors for automobiles and so on, rebuild them, and the different parts. And it's so many parts, and the motor and the automatic transmission, that you can't see how it could last with that many moving parts. How could it stay together? Amen. But it does, and it stays together, and everything works just right. Glory to God. And but now, if you're not doing that, I could get down and tell you some of these things, and it would be totally uninterested to you. Amen. Because that's not what you're thinking about. That's not what you're interested in. And truth is, I'm not interested in it right now. Glory to God, I've found another interest. And it's the word of God. And it's the revelation of the new word that God is bringing forth. Glory to God. And much is spoken word, unwritten word. Hallelujah. But now the unwritten word has become written word. And that's what we've been working on for the last few years. Bringing the unwritten word into a written form. Glory to God. Because there's glorified flesh and bones taking place. Amen. And it all so good. Glory to God. So you to have the books and so on, when you get started reading one of them, the thing is, if you're part of it, it just can't help but you just read it and enjoy it and be blessed by it. And that's what it's all about, see. But the wife of the Lamb is the one that it's for. And many times I've been an evangelist a lot in my life, did a lot of evangelistical work, tent meetings and so on. And we don't want to go back to that to go through that, because I've been through it a lot with you, how that this ministry, how it started and how it has grown and grown in wisdom and knowledge. And when I say it has grown and grown and grown, I'm not necessarily talking about crowds or anything of that nature, but I'm talking about it has gone into distant lands. Amen. And I believe yesterday Barbara was telling about them different nations. They've been getting this for years.
In the Middle East.
In the Middle East, several countries. And it's just how did it get there? Amen. I don't know exactly how, but I know Brother Zima and I was somewhere, and Brother Zima just happened to have an interpreted book of Revelation with him, and it was a Jewish girl, a lady. Oh, I guess she's a college student or something. And she seemed so interested in it, and so we don't know how much, but I know they've downloaded from the, I suppose, what they call when the download line? From the website, but put it on their website, I suppose. Search engine. Yeah, that's what it is. And we don't, I don't really know much about search engines or so on, but they download so they can, for their search engines, you know, I suppose. Amen. But God has his way of just letting this thing grow and produce, and it's just so good that we praise God for it. And we just know that he's doing something great. And it weren't anybody behind us. There's never been some wealthy group or a wealthy person or something of that nature got behind this and said, we're going to push this and push it. Amen. And like that. No, it just seemed to do it on its own. Amen. We appreciate when people feel led to help us with some of the mailing, the expense, and so on like that. But it does it anyway. Amen. And one thing about it, we never have to ask. Amen. Just seemed to work anyway. Amen. And we've always put that first. Even in doing things maybe we would like to have or maybe something like something of that nature, but we put this first. Let this be first, and that'll take care of itself. And you know what? It always has. Always has. And I'm not boastful or anything of this nature, but here we stand today, and we don't owe a dime anywhere. Amen. With that, it just God has helped us, and we've been blessed. And some might say I'm a little stingy, but I'm not when it comes to doing something for God. Amen. If it's getting the word out, getting the book out, and all that. Amen. And the postage now has gone out of sight, you know. But yet, it still, things still get done, see. Amen. And that's where we're at. It's getting done in my heart this morning. It's getting done in my soul. Amen. I can still feel that fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Not just the Holy Ghost alone. Glory to God, the fullness of Christ. The fullness of the faith of Christ is what gets the job done. And the fullness of the faith of Christ include the masculine and feminine part too. Together, glory to God, man and wife working together. Hallelujah. Amen. So I brought that in about being married. Well, Jesus himself didn't come, but the proxy did, Christ. Christ, amen. And you'll read that in 2 Peter, 1 and 2 Peter, that Christ spoke to the Spirit of Christ, spoke to the prophets in the days of old and men of God in the days of old. Amen. And that Spirit was male and female. Glory to God. And there's many of the ladies that we could pick out if we desired to, and if we needed to do it. But we just speak the word here. Amen. But that Christ moved in the Old Testament and through feminine, through the ladies, the Christian ladies, which they weren't Christians then, because Christian only came after the name of Christ began to be the Lord Jesus Christ, see. Amen. So we're living in an hour now where we have all that. Glory to God when we read the Bible. And I said the other day that I might have been wasting time reading the Bible through and through, but now I'm rethinking that statement. Amen. Because of this fact, amen, it reveals the mind of God. It shows what has been and what is now, amen, and what will be. Glory to God. And that is now, we're doing like they did in that early church. We began to print. Paul wrote letters and so on and so forth. And the books are being written, and the thoughts from God. Glory to God. It's still Christ in his fullness, masculine and feminine. And it's made manifest more and more. Amen. But you'll see the glory of it. Amen. As the great glory of it. As Satan is bound in the going to the millennium. Glory to God. And all these great things. Hallelujah. Amen. It's just so many great things. And then those that are come, those spirits, those tabernacles that's spoken of in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Amen. Right among us, see. Glory to God. And my wife has a good testimony that she's thinking about him. And the Lord just literally took her into a place, glory to God, where she knew she was there with that place or what, however it works. She can tell about it better than I can. But it was the Lord blessed, and she knew the saints were all around, and she was there, and she had felt a joy that she's never felt before. She thought her heart would actually burst out of her, such joy and so on. And she knew that they knew her joy. They were feeling hers, and she was feeling theirs. And I tell you, soon and very soon, amen, all these things that take place in minor ways for a testimony, amen, will be just clear to us. Paul said, I once looked through a glass like darkly, but now it says face to face. Amen. That's what I like, that face to face with the revelation of God's word, face to face with what God's doing in the hour we're in. Amen. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's why God made a way for a message to be here. Glory to God, and getting in written form. Glory to God. And it's called the last trump. The trump of God shall sound. Amen. It's the last trump. And so those things are now getting in book form and so on like that. But the book form don't do any good to read them, other than you might guess you can enjoy. But you have to be with it. When you're reading the book, you can hear that trumpet sound. Amen. The last trumpet sound. The rapture gathering together. Glory to God. All those that to be the wife of the Lamb. Hallelujah. But not taking anything from the ones that's to be some other part of God's program. Amen. There's more glorified saints. Glory to God. And not only glorified saints, there's a natural people. Amen. The nations, it called in the book of Revelation, talking about You can get those in the last 2-3 chapters there. Amen. The natural people, they're children of God. Amen. And I suppose we can call them saints. The Bible don't identify them in that way, but the nations will come up, amen, to worship. And that go in that eternal age, there'll be no devil because he'll be destroyed. I tell you, that is going to be something that goes beyond our, we cannot imagine, because the Bible said it had not entered into the mind, amen, but said God reveals it to us. Glory to God. But one of these days, it won't have to be a revelation. It'll be a reality, amen, that you can walk up and shake hands with Paul and thank him, amen, give him a big hug and thank him for all these things that he left for us. Glory to God, and he brought the word for his time, and then the other church age messengers, glory to God. But then here in this hour, glory to God, there'll be a lot of people realize there's been a message coming this hour, amen, and it's very necessary, glory to God, to be part of, to be the wife of the Lamb and all that, because I brought that in about there was a first part of the word, and then that shows what has happened, and then that part of the word shows what will be, but here we are with what is. Glory to God. We're right in the middle. We can see back there what happened. Oh, the dinosaur age and all that back in there, and how the earth was overthrown. Satan used to rule the earth and so on. Glory to God. And we can see from time of Christ all the way up to where we're at now. Glory to God. Amen. But here we are. Glory to God. So that's being part of God. That's investigating the mind of God. We can see what was, what is now, and what will be. And what is now is what gives us that joy, what sets our hearts on fire. Glory to God. And we got all this other. That's just putting icing on the cake, we'd say. Glory to God. Amen. And this all came out, and it's so good. And look how he done it. Amen. He's done it in such a way. Glory to God. And it hadn't been the work of man. Amen. When I say the work of man, I'm talking about human in general, the Christian in general. Hadn't been that work, but it's been a work of God. And he took and did it in spite of all the opposition, in spite of there's been no advertisement and so on like that. There's been nobody trying to, I know sometimes in the paper when they, especially in the, when the having big tent revivals, the preacher, a whole page on the newspaper nearly would, they're taken by almost a whole page about to show the picture of the big tent and a big crowd that they've had. And so on like that. And it was a lot of advertisement. Works of man. Amen. And God blessed them in those things in that time period. But when he cuts it off, amen, where are they now? That's the question. Where are they now? Amen. But all the while, for the last 60-something years or 70, amen, this been crawling through. And the knowledge hadn't been something that we could talk about a lot, but we can say we've grown in it, and now here we are. God has revealed, and we know there's the Old Testament, and we know there's a new age, eternal age out here that we're going into. But this is what thrills us. This is what sets our hearts on fire. It's what God is doing presently. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It's just so wonderful, and I stay constantly amazed. Constantly amazed that how it never was anybody get behind. When I say anybody, I'm talking about no church or something get behind and push. There was one group told me that they'd like for me to join up with them. And they would send me to all the big cities and said all we got to do is get on the phone and call the preacher and tell them that you're coming. And they'll get the working, they'll get the people all together, and it was Jesus' name. But they said, and when they asked, is he part of us? Does he belong to us? And say, Brother Ben, how would I feel? These are his words, the best I remember. Brother Ben, how would I feel if they, when they won't know that he's part of us, he belongs to us, don't he? And I have to say, well, no, he don't really belong to us. But he's a good preacher, you need to back. He said, I couldn't tell him that. Said, but all you got to do is just join us and so on, keep preaching like you're preaching. And so on like that. And then that'll free me to call and tell him, here, he's one of us. Glory to God and God's blessing. Get out there to them meetings and so on like that. So I just said, well, thank you, sir, but I can't do that. He said, well, I'm sorry, because you had great potential. Amen or something, great potentials, but you're not, we can't back you up in it. Well, it didn't stop anything. We just kept on going, and many times very small crowds, and there's times when there's people that helped us and so on like that. I mean, crowds come out pretty good. And Brother Francis was looking at a tape or something, a video from over in Africa somewhere, or Philippines, where we were at. He said, Brother Ben, you deserve this. You deserve, people need, you said you've preached to small crowds and you've struggled along, and now God is moving in such a way that people are beginning to see it somewhere. Well, as we got more and more into this, amen, and bringing it right down to where we're at, the marriage of the Lamb, and the marriage is separate from just regular Christianity. Amen. Like Paul's message was different from just what the Jews taught, though it was the same Christ and all, but the purpose was different. Amen. God was doing something, starting something. Amen. It was so different, but it didn't hinder God's plan in any sense of the word. There's a tape that we have that the work of God didn't hinder. What was that title? Didn't hinder the work of Christ and so on.
The working of God and the working of Jesus Christ, and they do not conflict.
Yes, the working of God and the working of Jesus Christ, and they do not conflict with one another. See, God's setting the nations up. He's looking this nation here and other, Israel especially, and the nation. He set boundaries for the nation and so on. And he set boundaries where Israel's land go. And I stand for that, see. Amen. So God does all that. Amen. But meanwhile, the Lord Jesus Christ is getting the wife. And what God is doing does not hinder that. Amen. And what Jesus Christ is doing does not hinder God in how he's dealing with the nation, bringing them into place. Glory to God till the end time. Glory to God. Amen. And all this will shake out and be more clearly after the Battle of Armageddon. Amen. When the nation gather together, then they stand before him, those that are left. Amen. There will be people left after the Battle of Armageddon, after the Great Tribulation period and all. Glory to God. Amen. And the Lord Jesus Christ will judge those, many of those, and allow them to go into the millennia and live there. Glory to God, while many of them will not be allowed. Glory to God. And the same thing at the end of the millennium when they go into eternity. Glory to God. Satan will go out, be loose. And you'll notice something here that I brought in before. When there's a beast and false prophet, they were cast into the lake of fire. And once something cast in the lake of fire, they don't come out. But Satan, instead of casting him in the lake of fire, he was bound. Amen. That because he had something to do after the millennia, see. God wanted to try everybody that goes into his kingdom. They go in there because they love God. Amen. And we're in this because we love God. We love Jesus. Amen. We love the message. Glory to God, to the point that we have become the very wife of the Lamb. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Almost make me want to talk in tongues again. Amen. This is so good. Praise the Lord. And yes, I say amen a lot. And somebody asked, why do you say amen? Well, amen is a praise, and the Bible says he is the amen. That's him. That's who I'm talking about. Amen. Lord Jesus, glory to God. And he's got a wife. Amen. And she's the wife of the amen. We're the wife of the amen. Because that's what Jesus, the word says, he is the amen, see. Glory to God. So we're the wife of the amen. And maybe that's why the amen's been coming out like that. Glory to God. So we praise God, and we just thank him so much. And in reading the word, glory to God, it's just so wonderful. Amen. I believe I'll read verse 15 here. And this of course, Romans 10. That's a good chapter. Glory to God. 9, 10, 11. It says, And how shall they hear? And how shall they preach except they be sent? I should get the one above that, I guess. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's the call in the way they're called. How shall they then call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a what? How shall they hear without a preacher? He meant preaching this word out. Glory to God, even though that we know now in this time after marriage, amen, it's the Lord begin to speak to our hearts, man and woman. Glory to God, but yet still the preacher has his place right there. How shall they hear without a preacher? And it says, this be verse 15, and how shall they preach except they be sent, as it is written? How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Amen. So I tell you, this is so good, the word of God, and it's in what we believe and preach and teach does not in any sense of the word belittle or make the Bible of less value. Amen. It just gives a place in there, because there's a place in there for us, the wife of the Lamb. Amen. And she's going forth now, glory to God, and she's the queen. And when the king come back, amen, those that are with him, those that came back, glory to God, when he come back, I'm talking the literal Lord Jesus Christ, glory to God, amen, dressed in fine, those that come back with him are dressed in fine linen, clean and white. And that's the wife. So his wife made herself ready in the 19th chapter of Revelation. His wife made herself ready, and to her it was granted or given, or that she should be clothed in fine linen, clean and white. And then there's the those white-robed saints. Amen. Are they good? I'm telling you. And those white-robed saints, if you read in Revelation 7 and other places, it tells about those white-robed saints. Glory to God. Dressed in white robe, praising God, giving God glory. Amen. And it's all so good, so wonderful, and so beautiful. Amen. But thank God that he has permitted to us and granted to us that we should be clothed in fine linen, clean and white. His wife has made herself ready. Glory to God. So there's a spot in there that don't leave out other Christianity. Amen. Don't belittle other Christianity. And one thing, the wife don't belittle, and that was one of the things Paul was bringing in his time period that's not an issue too much in ours, about some wouldn't eat meat and some wouldn't, different thing. And he said, if you don't eat, said you don't eat to God. If you do eat, you eat to the Lord. So just give God praise. Amen. Whether you eat it or whether you're not eating. Glory to God. Yes, I like meat. Glory to God, but I like some veggies too. Go along with it. Amen. So we just praise God today and thank God that we have a message, we have a word, and that God is leading, guiding, and He's brought us this far. Amen. He won't forsake us now. Praise God. In no way or no manner will He forsake us, because this was something that begun before He even created the world. Glory to God. Amen. So that's so good. And I like the way He did it, and it brings a blessing to me, realizing that the Lord Jesus Christ, while He was here, He didn't say a lot about while He was here in His, before He was crucified. He didn't say a lot about the marriage or flesh, glorified flesh and bone or anything of that nature. But then once He was crucified and raised from the dead, He came forth in glorification, see. Amen. His body was glorified, yet He could eat and He could talk. And those two disciples on the way to Emmaus, they didn't have any idea whatsoever who He was. They just enjoyed it. Their heart burned within. Did not heart burn within the city He spoke to? But they thought He was just a natural man. He was a natural glorified man. Amen. That's what God's going to give to us. And that's the word we have added to the bringing to in this message, that He, in our part of the message, is natural glorified flesh and bones. Amen. And those saints that come back with Jesus, that's in 1 Thessalonians 4:14, glory to God, they'll take on the glorified flesh, natural glorified flesh and bones, so that they will be real human being and not just the spirit of saints and not just the spiritual tabernacle. Glory to God, spiritual tabernacles don't eat or drink. That's what they told Brother Brown when he went over there. He said, but when we come to earth, then we will, see. Amen. They get a glorified, natural glorified flesh and bone, and here we are today just glorifying the Lord and thinking about the Lord and talking about the Lord. And it's a great, great, great pleasure to talk about Him. Amen. Yes, I could tell you how to build a motor in a car and many things and do some carpenter work and all these things, but there's an interest in my heart that don't cause my heart to burn. Amen. But when we again get the revelation from the Word of God, He's speaking thing, amen, that's absolutely a revelation, then our heart burn within us. Glory to God. All right. I believe we'll just close out here and just thank God for today. Heavenly Father, we just praise You for anointing us today to speak and talk about this. And Lord, there's joy in our heart. And we just praise You for these good things. And Lord, it's an never-ending story. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The great things of Christ. Amen. We can never tell it all. But we praise You and we thank You for the service today, and we glorify Thee. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, praise the name of the Lord. All right, Bob, you have a song or something this morning for us? Glory to God. Amen. Just appreciate this. Glory to God. And I'm getting closer and closer to my birthday, 86. And I tell you, I feel like I could run through a troop and leap over a wall. Hallelujah, as David said. Amen. Just praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank You.
Amen.
Amen. Being brought up about the fullness of the faith of Christ, and that's the righteousness of the wife because of marriage. And this here in Romans 9 that Paul was speaking of when he said faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God, he was talking there about the masculine faith of Christ. And that's what the New Testament only was showing, was the righteousness of the masculine faith of Christ and under the Holy Ghost. But when the marriage took place, then faith cometh by hearing. That faith there is fullness that is being spoken. It's the fullness of the faith of Christ because of marriage. But everything there in the New Testament is the masculine faith of Christ that's being spoken, which is the Holy Ghost. And we just thank him for our new and pure language that we're speaking today, which is the fullness of the faith of Christ, showing forth that righteousness of the fullness of the faith of Christ. And, you know, as Paul's writings show the masculine faith of Christ under the Holy Ghost, then the wife's writings, you know, the writings of Christ, the wife of the Lamb, is showing the fullness of the faith of Christ, the fine linen, clean and white. So we just appreciate all that and appreciate the message. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Chosen before the world was, Lord, your wife, made from the same word as you. So God set aside this moment of time exclusively for me and you. Oh, God spared us a moment of the twinkling of an eye. It's in this secret place where saints are changed, and now we are glorified. Oh, rejoice, God spared us a moment of the twinkling of an eye. It's in this secret place where saints are changed, and now we are glorified. Oh, the angels encampeth around, and all shall come to us. We're in this special time of being glorified, for we're living in this twinkling of an eye. And God spared us a moment of the twinkling of an eye. It's in this secret place where saints are changed, and now we are glorified. Oh, rejoice, God spared us a moment of the twinkling of an eye. It's in this secret place where saints are changed, and now we are glorified. It's in this secret place where saints are changed, and now we are glorified. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Barbara. That's very good there. Amen. Praise the Lord. A lot of people in the certain portion of Pentecostal move that I have been associated over the years, sometimes they'll say, well, a woman ain't got a right to get up and speak. Well, if we say that, then we're going to miss something. Amen. Because God, he works. Now the marriage took place. He works with his son. Amen. And he works with his wife's son. His son's wife, rather. Amen. Get it right. Amen. People, they like that when I make a little misspeaking. Correct it. Amen. They say it shows you're human. And I hope nobody ever get to the place where they don't think I'm human. I am. Glory to God. So we just praise God. Praise God for the way that he's working and the way he's doing things. And I'm just so proud of it. And I'm so proud that he's letting us see these things and letting us be partakers of them. Praise God. And we were partakers of them from the foundation of the world. And even on conversion, Paul says, not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen. It's something that God does. Something that he preordained. It's part of his plan. And the plan working out perfectly. Amen. We see the first part of God's plan dealt with the Old Testament and back priest. And the last part of the plan puts us in eternity, but then here's the part of the plan that we got today. Glory to God, while it's in actual present tense working of the God. Amen. Working of God in the way that he's ordained before the world was. Amen. So God bless you today, and thank you for listening, and we pray that God will give you some good understanding, and your heart will burn within you for the glory of God. Amen and amen.